This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't know about you, but I'm having fun. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Independence Day, we are in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. The largest, or most, is it the most famous 10K in the country?
10K.
Yeah, 62 miles.
62 miles.
6.2 miles. I just seen a few paying attention.
53,000 people.
62 miles is actually the perimeter from when all the way around. But 6.2. Anyway, we are just, listen, it's getting fun out here. It's getting real fun here. On this Friday morning, like I said, Independence Day. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy Independence Day to all y'all in Suwannee.
All right, all the folks way up there getting close to Lake Lanier.
Way up there. Now, that's a place you wouldn't want to try to get through traffic real quickly, is up there by Lake Lanier today.
Lake Lanier. A lot of folks going to be up that way today. We want to, once again, remind everybody, you know, to be careful. If you're going on Lake Lanier, Lake Oconee, Lake Altoona, anybody you're going on any lake today, let somebody that's staying on dry land know that you're out there.
That's right.
You know what I mean? In case something goes down and you're not back where you're supposed to be at a certain time, people wondering where you're at.
You bringing the fireworks tonight, and you're not there.
You know what I mean? Let somebody, you know, who's staying on dry land know that you're going out there.
And who you with.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Other than that, go out there and have a good time.
Let's see here. Got to get into one further thing that happened on this day here. You know, we had some famous birthdays, some famous people having birthdays today.
Okay.
One was the former owner of the New York Yankees.
Okay.
George Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner.
But that wasn't the only owner celebrating a birthday today. And these three people all born on the same day. You ready for this? From the sports world. We start with Chuck Tanner.
Okay.
MLB manager.
Former Braves manager for
a while. Former Braves manager. But here we go to the big boys. Peter Angelos, talking about the team that's coming in here to play the Braves. Mm-hmm. Next, the Baltimore Orioles. He was the owner of the Orioles.
Right.
Peter Angelos, Chuck Tanner, and Al Davis.
Oh, man. Okay.
All born on the same day today. The same year.
Okay.
Should say. So just a few of the folks that celebrating a birthday today. All right, we got coming up where we're going to talk to Russell Baxter, get everything we need to know about what's going on with the NFL. I got some Steelers questions for this dude. And the Wells World, but Mr. Crenshaw, the floor is yours,
yep,
as always.
Yeah, the women's world class, the world elite runners are on their way down from Lenox Square, and they're making their way toward us in the not-too-distant future. They're on their way. The women's wheelchair winner was Susan Scaroni. On a time of 22.05. Daniel Romanchek was the men's wheelchair winner at 18.36. And those are people who are already in the park. They've already got their T-shirt all those type things. But we didn't ask about the T-shirt.
No, but I actually have a question.
Yes.
And I want to make this clear because I was asked this question and I didn't know the answer, so I feel bad about knowing. When you announce the winner of the wheelchair racers, there should be two names in the minds of some, the person who is pushing and the person who is occupying the chair. What is the name?
Not everybody has a pushing.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Not everybody has one.
Okay.
But some, if they have a need for that, some do have pushing.
Okay.
Not everybody has assistance.
All right. Just want to make sure we get. So there's your answer, folks. But they were asking, how come? Because we see them. And I said, there's different ones for each one. All right, what you got?
There's a lot of stuff happening. I got my slate of things that are happening around this area tonight. We talked about the Peachtree Road Race. We talked about, 53,000 runners and 3,500 volunteers, more cooling stations this year that are along the race route, and what has been known as Heartbreak Hill is a place that we usually find Chesley McNeil. Maybe that's where he is, right there, that hill where Piedmont Hospital is being known as Hope Hill today in honor of the Shepherd Center and the magnificent things that they do. I don't know if you've ever been to Shepherd Center before. They do some incredible things for young people or for anyone who's had a severe injury and is in need of rehab to start their life and to make the adjustments of life that are required after you go there. So in honor of Shepherd Center, that hill is being called Hope Hill. Now,
Hope Hill. Okay, that's nice. I got some hospital stuff to tell you about too later on. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. It is a little over 7 a.m. Parades are going to start around here in a couple hours. We got parades in Decatur at 9 o'clock. There's one in Dunwoody at 9 o'clock. There's a parade in Noonan at 9 a.m. Shout out to the folks down in Coweta County. Who knows? They might have Mike Bell in that one. We don't know. We've got a parade. Chamblee at 10 o'clock. Sandy Springs at 10. They're going to have one in Douglasville at 10 a.m. as well. They're going to parade this morning. Fireworks this evening on the town green. That's out in Douglasville. Avondale Estates Parade and Street Festival.
That's right, Ronica.
Starting at 10 a.m. Cartersville, up above the lake, almost to Bucky's. Cartersville, they're going to have a 4th of July celebration. They're starting at 9 a.m. this morning. Chattahoochee Hills will have a parade with decorated golf carts starting at 10 a.m. today. And for the small fry, Children's Museum is going to have an indoor parade for the kids. At 1 o'clock, kids want to come in.
Really?
Come out to the – and they're going to indoor, they're going to parade through the Children's Museum. You ever been in there?
No.
I've sent some people there, but I didn't go on that remarkable
trip.
Place. 1 o'clock, that's happening. They have storytelling and all kind of fun for kids. Now, fireworks are everywhere. And we know last night fireworks were in Tucker, and fireworks were at Lenox last night. Part of that last night.
I got bittersweet with that. And see, I didn't feel this way until I got first Roxy, and then I got Jesse. Mm-hmm. And everybody out there that's got a dog know what I'm talking about. Some dogs are cool with this. First couple years of Jesse, that wasn't a problem. But for whatever reason, like after year three, she started getting affected by the fireworks. Hmm. Any kind of poppity pop, 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 pop. And she gets scared and she gets crazy. And so people with dogs know what I'm talking about. So I'm feeling you on these next couple days. For those of you with dogs and they got to deal with the dog having anxiety because of the fireworks.
And we also want to, really send out a little word of caution for these amateurs who are putting on fireworks, because anybody can buy them, right?
Yeah.
They're selling to anybody,
you mean
right?
The Peter Griffins out there.
Well, anybody, you're right. Be careful. We've heard about a lot of things. But we had out in California, we had a fireworks factory explosion out there. So we want to have fun, we want to celebrate, but let's make sure we dot the I's and crossing the T's. Here's where you find fireworks tonight. Stone Mountain always has the laser show. They're going to have a laser show, drones, and fireworks at Stone Mountain. And most of all these things I'm mentioning now will start after 9:30. You got to wait till it gets dark, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 9:30, with most of these things, will start. Of course, the Truist, when the Braves game is done, when they get through playing the Baltimore Orioles, they will have fireworks there tonight. Six Flags. Who was that?
I don't know. No, just finish the show,
man. All right, man.
See, you get distracted by stuff. People can't see what's going on behind us.
All right. Six Flags will have fireworks.
Six Flags.
Matter of fact, that's a spot. I'm trying to think of a spot that I would drive to tonight to be able to see most of these fireworks. And I always think that spot on I-20 coming over that crest right there coming into Atlanta. You come in eastbound from Douglasville. You come in eastbound.
Yeah, that's my ride in.
And you get that. If you can get off that exit right there, you can see –
But you still find them kind of far away.
Yeah, but you can see, well, you'll be up close for the ones at Six Flags, but the other ones out in the distance, you can say, oh, yeah, that's one over there. That's old Fourth Ward over there. That's, so, you know, different places. So that's what I'm saying. You can see so many different fireworks displays from a certain location if you kind of elevate it. Or you could get up on the bridge up on Spaghetti Junction. I don't know if you want to stop
Good
your
luck.
Car up there. But you can see a lot of stuff from up there, too. By the way, don't tell people I said for you to do that, right? You don't go out there and do that tonight.
You got to find a tall building. I used to have the best spot. Excuse me. For years. Right there at the Glass Triangle Building off Claremont in 85.
Okay.
That's where the radio station used to be. And I was friends with the engineer, and I did the night show, right?
Yeah.
So I had a key. He made sure I knew where the key was to the roof. And on 4th of July, you could go, here we go.
Here come the top, the elite, official
pace car. Who's in the pace car, man?
The elite women. There's nobody in there. Somebody with an antenna so they can get a signal, right?
They see this on TV.
They're riding by, and these the top women's runners are passing by right now in front of us here at Lenox Square. They are like a jog, man.
Yeah.
They are like flat out
they're
a
not
sprint.
Messing around.
This is a sprint that they're running in. All the way, and you know,
well, sprint for you and I.
No, sprint for them too.
There ain't no sprint.
I think so.
I bet you if they sprinted, they'd be down here a lot quicker. That ain't a sprint.
That I think there is a sprint all the way.
Like I said, for us, is that a sprint, man? That ain't no sprint. That's a very, what do they call it?
I don't think it's a fast pace. I don't think it's casual jog.
No, it ain't a casual jog, but it ain't a sprint.
But they pass by us. We'll find out who the winners are and let you know. But the leaders in the elite women's classification are passing by us right now. Fireworks tonight. Mentioned with some other ones in Newtown Park and Johns Creek. Fireworks tonight. I know they got great tennis courts out there. I played tennis out there before. Riverstone Parkway up in Canton. They'll have fireworks. And coming a steam engine parade and fireworks at the fairgrounds. We talk about Lake Lanier. There'll be fireworks there. Peachtree City, they have a parade this morning, fireworks this evening. In Powder Springs, they're going to have a car show and fireworks.
Yeah.
Ackworth, they're going to have food trucks, music, fireworks there. If you want to go up in the North Georgia Mountains up in Hiawassee, Towns County, they're having fireworks up there tonight. In Union County, they're having red, white, and Blairsville fireworks there. And in Henry County, at the amphitheater, they're having a Jagged Edge concert and fireworks, and it's free.
You ever seen Jagged Edge?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's tonight down in Henry County. Those are some of the places. That's not everything. And they got something in East Point. I know they got something in East Point. Druid Hills is having the parade this morning. Druid Hills are having a parade. So, I mean, that's so many communities. We know how they celebrate the 4th of July. Those things are taking place. But if you're going out to them, and we want you to, there's no sense in sitting at home today because there's so much that you can go and see and do, and you don't have to go far to do it. Hydrate, though, will you?
Please.
Just hydrate wherever you're going
please,
today.
Please.
Because it's going to be hot wherever you go.
Now, what I was going to tell you is, and people know this area, and they know this building. It's a famous glass triangle building in Century Center right off of Claremont in 85.
Mm-hmm.
So the radio station used to be. So go up to the top of that on the 4th of July, and I could see from the top of that building, it's only 12, 13, 14 stories, Stone Mountains.
Okay.
If the Braves were in town,
watch the Braves.
And all the other. Now, there weren't as many as we have right now.
Centennial Park. Was that one going on there?
Just one downtown.
They were doing Centennial Park for a while.
And you could see the ones coming out of folks' backyard, too.
Oh, yeah.
The illegal ones before it was legal.
Yeah, right.
And
now,
you could watch them.
So, I mean, every community kind of has something. If people, you know, just want to have something in their neighborhood, some folks in the cul-de-sac or whatever, housing development. And then they'll have it.
But you know that person who, if that person invites you to go watch fireworks in their backyard, you think twice about. There's some people who you feel more they're a little bit more responsible than others.
That's a nice look at the pace car.
So just be, you know, like I said, just be very careful. It's like that dude who says, "Hey, I'm going to do for the first year. I'm going to do a what do you call it? A fried turkey."
There we go.
And then you hear the accent.
And here comes the first men's.
Look at this. Here we go. We got the first men's. And, again, this is just a fast pace. See, these guys, they're not sprinting. Now, we will say that this is going to be a race that unfortunately doesn't have as many participants as it would like. There were some issues as far as getting some folks here. But as you heard earlier from the CEO of the Atlanta Track Club, he couldn't be prouder with this field. And I'm telling you, it's been a while. Every year when you up close to these runners – and see their commitment.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness gracious. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. We are broadcasting until 10 o'clock. We've got some special guests coming up here. But throughout this show, we're going to try and grab some of these people. Like, we got a couple co-workers.
We do.
That are going to be running in
this. You know, Abe Gordon is out here doing this thing. We're going to watch for Abe to come through. Is Garrett running?
I don't know. I also don't know if I think he said he did it before. Andy Bunker.
Andy Bunker said he can't make it this time.
Oh, he can't. Okay, yeah, so we thought we were going to get to Andy.
I reached out to him. I thought we were going to get to see Andy. Andy said he can't make it this time.
And I don't think he's running, but we've already had some people ask for Randy McMichael.
No, he's running if something chasing him. If you got a Rottweiler,
yeah. But Randy, you
might see him run then.
You should know that we've already had people come up to ask him, "Hey, where's Randy? Randy here?" So we are having fun out here. Like I said, things are starting to pick up here. Ready to talk some NFL and get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons. I got some Steelers questions. Training camp is right around the corner, and we have got Russell Baxter joining us next to give us his thoughts on it. It is Sam and Greg here on this Independence Day, the Peachtree Road Race, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, that was kind of like the beginning of our morning with Mayor Dickens. How are you guys feeling about the Peachtree Road Race so far?
That means that she can hear us, and we're back on the air. We are we're enjoying the race.
Yes.
Anonymity. Greg done ripped the cover off the veil. Okay, well, we're back from technical difficulties.
And again, we are enjoying this. Again, we apologize. Somebody kicked the cord out there. We don't know all these runners by here. We couldn't see who did it. But we are back on now, and it is in full race mode, Sam.
Yes, they are. I mean, we got the wall, like I said, but the wall of humanity. You got people coming. I tell you, Abe Gordon just passed us. Abe Gordon. Allie Mack is on her way. You're going to be watching for her.
Remember last year we had Shannon Brown Bun? She just went by.
Yep.
So, and no telling. Keep your eyes out here. We might see Shaq. So, again, we want to thank everybody who has come by. They've got a lot of folks yelling at us while we're here. Want to thank the folks here at Colony Square.
Yeah.
Getting us back on.
Getting us back on.
And, of course, our engineers. And it's just been – and apologize, Russell Baxter, we will try and get him back on. But as we sit here, you know, Noelle has been pulling, you know, magic out of her hat to keep us going here.
I know it.
But
know it,
it has been just a beautiful event down here. And so, again, our technical difficulties aside, if you're watching this on TV and listening to us or just glanced at it for a minute, it is just – it's one of those events that it's just hard to describe, being here and watching it.
Absolutely. And it goes off every year, and it looks like clockwork. They make it look easy. It's because you have these volunteers, the people who work with us each and every year. And they don't just start working, you know, in the days and weeks coming up. Things go on year-round to get prepared for this.
Right. Well, you know.
You know, like you said, like we said earlier, we know the drill when it comes to doing a big event. We know how to do it here in Atlanta. We've done it so many times. And so for this particular event, because this is our own, mm-hmm. we talk about those events that come here to visit. Like next week, the All-Star Game is coming to visit. Next week, World Cup coming to visit. This is our own big event. This is the way we celebrate the 4th of July. And some of the elite runners from across the country and around the world make their way here to be a part of our event.
And, okay, we thought we had a guest coming in here. I just for a second, I apologize, because we got a couple people that we've sort of deputized. He said, hey, when you're stopping by, stop by, and I thought we had somebody here. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. Yeah, I want to ask you real quick, because we got just a minute or two here before we go to break again, and we got Noelle's World coming up in a bit, but we were supposed to have Russell Baxter here. We were going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk some Falcons. What have you, so I'm going to ask you, in people talking about this team in preparation for training camp, which is right around the corner, what is the hope that you have heard? Is it the two defensive ends that we got and hopefully they will explode this year and show themselves, or is it the offense coming together, Michael Penix utilizing all of his weapons, and possibly Kyle Pitts being that tight end that
I think that's the wild card. That's the wild card for this team this season right now. I think, to me, from all the people I've talked with, everything I've read and seen, Kyle Pitts, if he turns up and will be that kind of player for this team, what a plus he will be. And, you know, any quarterback, a great tight end, makes him. First of all, he's going to do blocking for the running backs, but also he's that guy that finds the sticks. He's that guy that finds that keeps the drives going along. And so if he can be that guy, you know, for Michael Penix Jr., what a tremendous advantage it would be for the Atlanta Falcons. I had a chance to talk with Harry Douglas some last weekend. He talked a lot about the team and the things that he really likes. He talked about the things that what the pass rush is going to do for this team. Having a pass rush will do for this team, and mm-hmm. it will force other teams to have to prepare differently to face Atlanta. It's something they kind of they prepare for, but didn't have to prepare for like they had some people who were threats, you know, when they faced this team in the past. Now they're going to have to really do their game day prep, considering for Falcons to have a pass rush, which could pay off big dividends for the secondary. We get to see those guys really show off when somebody's putting some pressure up front, right?
We got a situation in this city that's similar to the one up in Minnesota, except J.J. McCarthy didn't play any last year. Michael Penix got on the field and got bumped and knocked around a little bit, so he's got some NFL experience in him. And I think when you talk about the two, and I bring this up only because they have been comparing these two quarterbacks going into the season, along with a couple more. But because Penix sat and watched for a good bit of last year, I feel like he is about a mile and a half ahead of what they got up there in Minnesota. And, first of all, I wouldn't want to play in that division, period, because
right,
I don't care.
Right, right.
I don't care what J.J. McCarthy's like. He gonna get once he goes up against Detroit two times, Green Bay two times, and then the Bears, you know, a couple times.
With Brady.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like we go into this season, meaning the Falcons, with not an inexperienced, albeit, you know, technically rookie season, full season mm-hmm. for Michael Penix going in there.
Right.
And what kind of connection will he have? Because for me, we started out talking about what will it be, what are you focused on and all that. And I'm in that long line of people who want to see if he's going to get a safety valve, as they call it, with Kyle Pitts.
Yep, and that's the thing you want. That also sets up your running game. He could set up a lot of different things if he comes through and performs the way we think he can and should. It will set up things for the running.
Well, because Bijan scares everybody, but they don't have that other component, so he doesn't fully scare him. He scares them individually. It's kind of like when Barry Sanders was on the Lions. You know, you could focus on Barry, and he was still scary, but you knew that no other elements of that offense was really that much to worry about.
Remember, the Falcons got, you know, they got them. Then you have a guy that ran for 1,000 yards a year ago, two seasons ago also, in Tyler Allgeier. So you got a thunder and lightning combination in your backfield. You can, you know, pick your poison. But that's just you rounding out that offensive effort is a tight end. If he can come in and contribute the way we feel like he should, and that's the thing we're watching to see as his team gets set ahead for camp.
I got to go back to my notes here. Because we were off the air for a little bit.
Okay,
you know,
we're off.
Discombobulated there, yeah. and insignificant information.
And more people have turned out here to watch alongside right here at Colony Square. Like you said, the people are running down. If you're in the race and you're listening, you're on your way down. We're right here on the corner just before you get to 14th Street. And it's been great to see the runners come down.
No way in the world I could listen to it talk while I'm running.
People have told us. People have told me.
I don't know how they do it.
People have told me in the past that they've listened to us running over. There's Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty.
One of them. I've seen one or two. Anyway.
We got a women's winner. Helen O'Berry in 31:29 wins the women's elite classification. Patrick Kiprup in 27:35. He's an Arkansas Razorback. He's from Kenya. He's run for Arkansas. He is your men's elite champion as everybody else heads for the park. And that T-shirt.
It is Noel's World up next. Sam and Greg from the Peachtree Road Race in the heart of Midtown. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
This is that song that gets Sam up out of his chair. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day morning in the heart of Midtown Peachtree Road Race. Good morning, Georgia. And happy again, Independence Day. Can't say happy 4th of July, Sam. People got a problem with that. That's not a holiday. I got schooled on that a while ago.
Yeah.
It's not happy 4th of July. It's happy Independence Day. I was like, all right, okay, cool.
We're happy for either one.
We're
just glad. We're happy for the day, right?
We're happy for the day.
We're happy to be here. We're happy that people can hear us.
Yes.
We're here in front of Colony Square as people make their way down Peachtree Street, participating in the Great Atlanta Independence Day tradition. The AJC Peachtree Road Race.
And I apologize. I had the wrong headphones on a minute ago. Well, listen, we got Slim.
Right,
we got Noel. Both of them got sparks coming off their knuckles trying to keep us on.
Yeah, they do.
So I want to apologize
Yeoman's work.
But they've got us on here. And
Yeoman's work by both.
Yeah. Anyway, it is time to venture into Noelle's world, given this morning. I'm curious if she's going to incorporate some of that in what's on her mind.
She might have some firecrackers.
She got some other stuff.
Some Roman candles or something she's going to light.
Before we go any farther,
it's time.
Before you say a word, we want to publicly say it again while you're on the air with us. Thank you for everything that you're doing to keep us going.
And now what we always expect to hear from Noelle to start our Independence Day. Noelle?
Okay, morning. How are we
doing? Hey, all right now.
I don't know if I want to use good this morning. Okay.
I don't blame her.
Marginal morning.
I ain't mad at her.
I won't say that bad. Marginal. It's just been a little funky. And speaking of funky, that actually leads me right into Noel's world, because we're not even in my world. We're in NBA Pistons Mikal Beasley's world, because his world sounds so insane. It feels fake. Please tell me y'all have heard some of this nonsense with Mikal Beasley.
The alleged tanking of games and shots, and you know, people making bets and margins moving and.
Oh, that's the tip of the iceberg, fellas.
Again, see, I don't want to say too much before things have been confirmed, but yeah.
Well, we're not even going to talk about the investigation, because right now it is just a federal investigation, even though it is a federal investigation on prop bets and point shavings and all of that. But no, I want to talk about why we potentially got here and why his lifestyle before that might make this a bigger problem than it could be. Y'all ready for this? This man is being sued by his apartment complex, his luxury apartment complex, because he has not paid his rent. Now, he is a member of the Detroit Pistons, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It is very ironic who he owes. Y'all want to know who he owes?
Joe Dumars. No, who does he owe?
And we're going to skip the company and just go straight to the nitty-gritty of what matters. He owes Dan Gilbert rent money.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, a player for the Pistons owed the owner of the Cavaliers rent money. How much did they say? Where are we at? They are suing him for $14,500. And then they filed another suit for another $7,500. He ran off on the dentist for
$35,000. Whoa.
Yeah, and that's why I said this sounds fake. And he ran up $27,000, y'all, at the barber shop.
Whoa.
Well, see, now, that's a whole other episode of Oprah. We're talking about a different kind of person right now.
Because the
color of the sky in his world is different than everybody else's.
Oh, the color of the sky.
You're talking about all of that.
Yeah, so it seems like this is a situation where just a combination of interesting decisions are just, these dominoes are just starting to fall. And that's why I say his lifestyle before this investigation might be a problem towards this investigation, because now it just looks like A plus B equals C. And I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm not saying that we went out to try to beat Anthony Edwards in three-pointers this season to pay off our barber. But what I'm saying is that somebody legally could probably make a case for just that, and that this might get really interesting and complicated going forward.
Whoa.
And Dan Gilbert wants his money, by the way.
I'm sure.
Everything that you just said, you danced around not calling that person a name.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm real good at that.
There's a movie, and I can't remember. It might be Ruthless People. Danny DeVito and some other folks in it. And the guy who was, I want to say the president in Independence Day, was in that movie. And I think it doesn't really matter, but there's a scene in that movie where this character is trying to commit this crime, and the cops are like looking at him. And they look at each other at some point, and this dude had this Sonny Crockett sort of love, and he dressed like, you know, the old Miami Vice cop. And the cop looks down at him and says, "This might actually be the stupidest person on the planet."
Oh, my goodness.
And I was thinking about that as Noel was telling this story.
And,
you know,
and that's why I'm telling this story, Greg, because it sounds so insane that it sounds fake. I'm like, there's no way these combination of decisions is all on one person. And a person that was set to sign like a 4-year, $60 million contract before June 29th. Like, I don't even know how you – how do you get here, I guess is my whole point of telling this story.
My
how
question
do you even get here?
No, I don't know. But I tell you what, if you thought – if you started this by saying, let me tell you about this college student, we might accept that.
Right.
If this was like a freshman in college, maybe even a sophomore, we could see some stuff like this happening and we'd shake our head and just go, oh, well, that's college students, right? But you're not talking about a college student.
No.
You're talking about an NBA veteran pretty much at this point. Just doing silly things. Just doing silly things. And to have an owner that's not even your owner sue you for money that you owe them is just absolutely wild on the list of issues that are here. And all of this is why Caris LeVert is no longer a Hawk. And that's been Noel's world where I bring it full circle.
Wow. She went to New York by way of Phoenix on that one.
Yep.
And brought it home.
That's why Caris LeVert is now a Detroit Piston, and we couldn't re-sign him because Detroit has a Malik Beasley-shaped hole in their roster due to unpaid haircuts.
Among other things.
Listen, we're sitting here talking NBA. What other thoughts do you have about Hawks or anything else that's going on in this league you've heard from this past week? You got your interest.
I will say this. Twitter has been very comical about the shape of this Hawks team. And now I will refer to the Hawks as the DeBarge family.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that means we get to spot Janet Jackson at some point.
We'll watch and see. Let's see what happens next. And shout out to Alicia Gray for not only making the All-Star game and becoming the All-Star starter for the first time in her career, but she has won the Player of the Month for the Eastern Conference for the second time in a row. Never been done. So congratulations to Alicia Gray.
Neither of you guys got any thoughts on what the Knicks did this past week in bringing Mike Brown back?
Very interesting.
I thought about this, and I heard somebody else say this, and this is where my thoughts were going, but I had forgotten about this, and it was a great connection. The Mike Brown hire by the Knicks reminded a number of people who are old enough to remember when the Yankees brought Joe Torre back. And you look at their careers, one baseball, one basketball, of course, but they're somewhat similar in that they were, thought of as very, very good coaches, but yet couldn't get across the finish line. In fact, Joe Torre had so many issues initially, they were calling him Clueless Joe. You remember that, Sam?
Yeah, right.
Joe Torre was known as Clueless Joe by the New York media. Well, we know what happened those few years after that, all right? So they are saying that this possibly could be that sort of situation with Mike Brown taking over with the Knicks. Do you think that's possible, Noel?
I think that's a bunch of Knicks hubris. I think it is possible, but like the English that they put it on, like, yeah, this is the moment. Yeah. Yeah. But I like Mike Brown, though, as a coach. I really do. I like Mike Brown.
Yeah. I mean, and as a person, yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, I just wanted to know if you guys had any thoughts on that. That was big news this past week. All right, we're heading into the 8 o'clock hour. And we have got Rick Limper joining us, and we got a special guest coming up next.
Of course, Coach Des Diggle is going to join us next, talk about minority baseball prospects, big event they have coming up as part of All-Star Week in Atlanta. That is coming up. You stay with us. It is Independence Day, and a happy Independence to each and every one of you and all of you running in the Peachtree Road Race. And we're here in front of Colony Square on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.